Now, as Christian was walking solitary by himself, he espied one afar off come crossing over the field to meet him. The gentleman's name was Mr. Worldly Wiseman. He dwelt in the town of Carnal Policy, a very great town, and also hard by from whence Christian came. And their hap was to meet just as they were crossing each the way of the other.
Ho! How goes?
Greetings, jolly sir.
How now, good fellow? Whither away after this burdened and besmeared manner?
To yonder wicket gate before me, for there I shall be put into a way to be rid of my heavy burden.
Yonder wicket gate?
Yes.
Who did put thee to go this way to be rid of thy burden?
A man that appeared to me to be a very great and honorable person. His name, as I remember, is Evangelist.
Evangelist, you say?
Yes.
Bah! I beshrew him for his evil counsel. There is not a more dangerous and troublesome way in the world than is that into which he hath directed thee.
Indeed?
In fact, I perceive that thou hast met with something already. Do not I see upon thy person the dirt and slime of the Slough of Despond?
I took my eyes off the light and did miss the steps.
Well, let me tell you that slough is but the beginning of the sorrows that do attend those that go on in that way.
It is.
Yes. Thou art like to meet with, in the way which thou goest, wearisomeness, painfulness, hunger, perils, nakedness, sword, lions, dragons, darkness, and, well, to cut my list short, death and what not all else.
Oh, my.
Aye, oh, my, indeed. And these things are certainly true, having been confirmed by the many testimonies of those coming back.
But I tell you, sir, methinks I care not what I meet with in the way. If so be, I can also meet with deliverance from my burden.
I see. Well, then let us analyze this situation logically. Tell me first, how camest thou by this great burden?
By the reading of this book in my hand.
Just as I feared. It has happened unto thee as unto other weak men who, meddling with things too high for them, do suddenly fall into thy distractions. Which distractions do not only unman men, as thine, I perceive, have done thee, but they run them upon desperate ventures to obtain they know not what.
But I know what I would obtain.
What?
It is ease for my heavy burden.
But of course. But why wilt thou seek for ease this way?
Knowest thou a better way?
Yea, verily. And the remedy is near at hand.
It is.
Yes. And in this way, instead of those great and many dangers, thou shalt meet with much peace and safety.
Why, sir, I pray thee open this secret to me.
'Tis simple. Over there, in yonder village named Morality, there dwells a gentleman whose name is Legality. A very judicious man.
Oh?
Yes, a man of very good name that has skill to help men off with such burdens as weigh upon thy shoulder.
Indeed?
Hey, to my knowledge, he hath done a great deal of good this way.
It sounds to be just the thing.
It is. And since his house is not quite a mile from this place, you may go to him and be helped right off.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And if he should perchance not be at home himself, he hath a pretty young man to his son, whose name is Civility, that can relieve thee quite as well as the old gentleman himself.
Why, such good fortune.
Yes. There you may be eased of thy burden.
Sir, if these things which thou speakest of be true, then my wisest course is to take your advice.
Yes, but of course.
Sir, which is the way to this honest man's house?
Do you see yonder high hill?
Yes, very well. I have been walking in its shadow since I began my travels.
'Tis called Mount Sinai. Up that hill you must go. and the first house at the top is his.